I can't hear anything.
We can hear you.
We can hear you, Ramesh Azaleh. I'm going to write to him 1 second.
Avram, I'm going to sign out and try to sign back on. Okay.
Recorded. Okay, so in the middle of learning the Tosfos stuff, Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Dibur Hamas Chil Veleman De Omar. Remember, we have a huge machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. What exactly is our sugya dealing with? According to Rashi, the subject is how much of benching does one say without zimun? One opinion says you say everything besides for Rabbi Sain of Orech. Rav Sheshes says, no, you actually miss out the bracha of Hazon. Tosfos could not accept that for a number of reasons that we saw yesterday. How can you possibly miss out the bracha of Hazon? Hazon is da'iraisa. You definitely have to say Hazon in all circumstances, even if there is no zimun. Therefore, Tosfos learned the sugya completely differently. And he said, it's actually a continuation of the last sugya. How is it a continuation of the last sugya? Because the last sugya was dealing with when you have three people sitting together, one of them is still eating, but two have finished and they want to do zimun. So the one has to wait, has to stop his eating and pay attention to the zimun of the other two. And Tez Tosfos, that's the discussion in our Gemara. I.e., how much does he have to listen to of the Zimun before he can resume eating? Does he merely have to say, does he merely have to listen to Rabbi Sain of Orech, or does he have to listen to the bracha of Hazon as well? But the discussion is not, does a Yochid have to say Hazon? Of course you have to say Hazon. The question is only, do you have to listen to Hazon when you're interrupting your eating to listen to the zimun of the other two that are eating with you? Says Tosfos, that is the sugya. Okay, so it's a huge machlekes. What we left off with yesterday is, how does Tosfos learn the continuation of the Gemara? Because the continuation of the Gemara definitely spoke about Birkas HaMazon being two or three, or three or four. That sounds very much like Rashi, that it's a discussion of how many brachas exist in benching. Is it two or three? Is it three or four? So it's all very well to dismiss Rashi's pshat in the Gemara and to explain an alternative pshat, but l'chayri, you've got to explain this part of the Gemara as well. According to Tosfos, that the discussion is not how many brachas are there in benching. That's not a discussion. Of course, there are always at least three in benching. You've got to say Hazon. That's not up for discussion. Even a Yochid says Hazon. So what did the Brises mean when they said two or three, three or four? What were they talking about? Not how many brachas there are in benching. So what's going on? If you remember, and this is how we concluded yesterday, Tosfos finished off with a question, a grammatical question. If indeed Rashi is correct, that the discussion in the Brises is how many brachas must one say? So the subject matter, therefore, is the number of brachas. We are talking about brachas. The word bracha is feminine, not masculine. In which case, grammatically, you should not be saying shnayim ushloisha, but rather shtayim ushalosh. And if the Braisa has it in the Loshon Zohar, which is shnayim v'shloisha, as opposed to the feminine, which would be shtayim v'shalosh, so the indication must be, says Tosfos, this is a further proof against Rashi, that we are not talking about the brachas, because that would be in the feminine. Rather, we must be talking about the people involved, and they are the masculine. So Tosfos hasn't yet told us what the pshat is, but he certainly told us what the pshat isn't. It can't be a discussion of how many brachas are said in benching. Reb Nachum, you're welcome to demute unless there's a grenades going on in your salon. Yeah, everything's okay, Mishkafan?
Baruch Hashem. They are the way Hashem wants them to be.
That's the way it always is. Sounds very peaceful there, Mishkafan.
Is it?
Sounds like. amazing what Zoom can do. It's like somebody came to my house last week and she said to me, wow, I'm listening, it sounds so quiet. It does not sound like there's twins here in the home. I said, you're more than welcome to come at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning. Bruchim Abuim. Right. Somebody told me after we had the twins that somebody approached Rav Shteinman and said, I had twin babies. Am I allowed to walk around with them in a stroller in the streets here in Bnei Brak? Rav Shteinman said, why not? What's the question? Why? Which issa should it be? He said, I don't know. If I walk around with twins, maybe people will see them or will be jealous. So Rav Shteinman said to him, my dear friend, when people look at your twins, the only people who may be jealous are those with triplets. Baruch Hashem, a tremendous bracha, tremendous double bracha, b'li'ayin hara. So we're in our Tosfos. Let's read from the beginning of Tosfos again. Ulaman do'amar shnayim v'shloisha kosova ad hazon upirish Rashi. Shnayim le'yochid, two brachas for the individual. V'shloisha le'zimun. And three brachas are said when there's a zimun, but there's no zimun, there's no hazon. Says Tosfos, Ula shitasai, Ula fi shitasai. This is all Rashi following his own opinion. Pirush came. That's why he explained the way he did, because according to Rashi, that indeed is the subject matter. How many brachas are said in benching? Says Tosfos, I'm sorry to tell you, v'doichek godol hu. It's a tremendous doichek, as I've already pointed out, says Tosfos, could appreciate. As previously explained, i.e., in the last Tosfos, v'chi yochid potur mibirkas hazon shehi doiraisa? Question mark. Can you possibly suggest that a yochid is exempt from birkas hazon? Birkas hazon is a bracha of doiraisa. I don't see, says Tosfos, how you can possibly suggest that we are discussing whether you do or don't say hazon. That can't be a discussion. Of course, you've got to say hazon. So that's a question that he's already pointed out. But here comes the new question. Void. Furthermore, since according to Rashi, we are referring to the amount of brachas being said, Amai nokat loshen zohar. So why did it mention in the masculine shnayim v'shloisha, quote unquote, havalela minkat? It surely should have mentioned Loshen Nekeva, Shtayim V'Shalosh. In the Hebrew language, if you want to say two brachas, you don't say Shnayim, you say Shtayim. But it doesn't say Shtayim. What does it say? Shnayim. So how can you tell me, says Tosfos, this is another proof against Rashi. It can't be that the discussion is the number of brachas, because then the conjugation, the grammar, is wrong. So here comes a big $64 million question. So what is the pshat in the Gemara then? Says Tosfos, I'll tell you. Lekach nira, therefore it would appear to me, says Tosfos, the pirush shel Rav Alphas. Who's Rav Alphas? The Rif. Says Tosfos, I go with the Rif's pshat. That when the Braises say, shnayim oy shalosh or arba, we are not discussing how many brachas one needs to say in benching. I've already established, says Tosfos, that that in fact is not a discussion. There is no discussion of how many brachas does one say in benching. It's non-negotiable. You always have to say all of the brachas. So what are we discussing? The Kai, this is referring to Abnei Adam. It's not referring to the number of brachas, but rather it's referring to the number of people. What that means, Tosus will explain. But I'm sure everybody's already understood that Tosus has already answered both of his two questions. Both of Tosus' questions have just very neatly been answered. What were Tosus' two questions? Question number one, how can there be a discussion of how many brachas are said? Well, he's just answered that. We're not talking about how many brachas, we're talking about how many people, whatever that means. Question number two, if we're really discussing brachas, then it should be in the feminine, not in the masculine. Tosus just answered that question. We're not talking about brachas. What are we talking about? The number of people. That's the masculine. And if it's the masculine, you say shtayim v'shalosh. So all questions have been answered. Now comes the explanation. What does that mean that we're having a discussion about the number of people? What does that mean? Number of people for what? For which? For when? What's going on? Says Tosus, v'ahachi ka'omar, this is what we mean to say. Birkas zimun, b'shnayim v'shloisha b'nei Adam. We're not talking about two or three brachas, we're talking about two or three people. I.e., heicha, where shekol echod einoy yoidea ki im bracha achas. Every person there only knows one bracha. You have a group of people and none of them know the entire benching. They all know a part of it. So l'chayra, perhaps we can suggest that each one will say his bit, i.e. the bracha that he knows, and we might see the others. Heicha shekol echod eino yodea ki im bracha achas, where every one of them only knows one single bracha. Leman do omar shnayim v'shloisha. The braisa that says two or three, what does that mean? Kosovar ad hazon. He holds ad hazon. What does that mean, ad hazon? Not like Rashi suggested that sometimes you miss out the bracha of hazon. Tosfos says you never miss out the bracha of hazon. So what does it mean? Kloimar, what this means to say is as follows. Birkas hazimun ad hazon. Shemvorech ad soif hazon. Dekula kebrocha achas shel zimun hi. Period. Let's explain what's going on. Rabbosai, let's take this slowly. In the first half of the sugya, how did the Gemara begin? Machlokes between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. Where's the end of Zimun? Is it Hazon or is it Nevorech? Rashi learns, big chidush, the question is, how much of benching do you say when there's no Zimun? Tosfos dismissed that. So according to Tosfos, what is the discussion? Who has to stop for two? How much of benching does he need to pay attention to? Does he need to pay attention just till the end of Nevorech? Or does he need to pay attention till the end of Hazon? That was the discussion. It sounds like a bit of a background noise with you. So now, what exactly is that discussion? Let's try and be my eye in a little bit. Set the scene, okay? You have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi all sitting, chomping on their sandwiches. Reuven and Shimon have finished. Levi has not. They demand of him to stop eating and pay attention to their zimun. So he puts his sandwich down and he says, how long do I have to stop eating for? One opinion, just to the end of Rabbi Sainavarech. Other opinion, till the end of Hazon. Why does the second opinion say that you have to wait till the end of Hazon? Why does the first opinion say that? No, you don't. What's the machlokes? You know what the answer is, Rabbi? The answer is, where's the end of the brocha? Do we consider Rabbi Sainavarech as an independent brocha on its own right? Or do we say, no, it's part and parcel of the bracha of Hazon? That is the discussion. That is the machlokes. If you hold that Rabbi Sainavarech until Mishbarach Shachal Mishaloy of Tavay Chayinu is considered as if to be an independent bracha, so I only need to listen to that. And I've heard a bracha. But if you say that no, it goes together with Birkas Hazon, then I cannot pick up my sandwich again after Rabbi Sainavarech. Why not? The bracha, they're in the middle of the bracha, you've got to wait till the end, and that's the lazon. So Rabbi Sai, the shayrish of this machloikas, the basis of the machloikas, about do you have to listen to Rabbi Sai Navarech or to Hazon as well, the basis of that machloikas is in fact, where is the end of the first bracha? Do we consider Rabbi Sai Navarech and Hazon to be one bracha, or do we consider it to be two brachas? That is the discussion. Now come back to our story. You've got a few people sitting together with each other, but none of them know all of benching. I know my bracha, you know yours. So I'll be mate to you. One second. Can I be mate to you with half a bracha? No such thing. I could be mate to you with an entire bracha. Ah, so now let's define what is an entire bracha. Hazon and Rabbi Sainavar, is that one bracha or two brachas? Meaning, what happens if there's somebody who knows how to say Rabbi Sainavar, but he does not know the bracha of Hazon? He doesn't know Hazon, but he does know Rabbi Sainavarech. Is that considered that he knows an entire bracha or only half a bracha? And the answer is that's the machlokes between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. So therefore, when the brisa say two or three or four, Place is about to explain in a moment exactly what that means. But we're not talking about the number of brachas, we're talking about the number of people. Let's have a look again in Tosfos. Lekach nira. Therefore, it would appear to me, Pirush or Rav Alphas, the explanation of the Riv Dekoi Abnei Adam, it's referring to a number of people sitting around chomping their sandwiches. And this is what's meant. Birka zimun b'shnayim v'shloisha b'nei Adam. Underline the words b'nei Adam. We're not talking about the number of brachas, we're talking about the number of people, i.e. Heicha shekol echod eino yodea ki im bracha achas. Where they do not know all of benching, rather only one bracha. Leman do omar shnayim v'shloisha. The brisa that said two or three. What does two or three mean, Rabbi Say?
People.
Not two or three brachas. Two or three people. Paisus explains. Kosovar, he holds. Ad hazon. Kloimar. Birkas azimun. Ad hazon. All the way up to the end of hazon. Both Rabbi Sai Mavarech and also Hazon, Shmavarech Ad Soif, Hazon, the Kula, Kebracha, achas shelzim when he, that's all considered to be one long bracha. And therefore, olachi ka'amar, and this is what he meant when he said, shnai moy shloisha klayma, what does it mean, two or three? Lepa'amim nishlema bishnayim. Sometimes we can manage to do all of this with two, but for that matter, so too with one. Avol nokat shloi shnayim lerabuso. Two is a chiddush. Upa'omim b'shloisha b'nei adam. She'echod yevorech minevorech ad hazon. V'hasheini noide lecho.
In other words, my Rabbi Isai, this should not be confusing. It's actually extremely simple. Do you know what this brisa means? How many people can you split benching into? That is the discussion. According to Rashi, it was a question of how many brachas do you need to say? Tosfos dismissed that. According to Tosfos, the question is, it's a quiz. This question, how many people can you split benching into? I.e., none of us know all of benching. Can you split benching, for example, in 10 pieces? Can you hear me?
Yes. No way.
What happened? Did it freeze?
Yes.
Imagine you've got six people around the table. Six people around the table, and they all know half of one bracha. Will that help or it will not help? And the answer is definitely not. Why? Because you can't do a half bracha. So therefore, the question is needs to arise. So how many ways can you cut up benching? How many people does it take? It sounds like a joke. How many people take to change a light bulb? How many people does it take to bench? And the answer is one, two, or three, but not more.
Why not four?
Because this verse, this mandama holds that Hazon and Rabbi Sayin Avorech is all one bracha and it can't be split. And there
what
are
about,
only
what about the fourth bracha?
We already said our Tehillah Meitiv is not the Raisa, we're not discussing
okay.
that.
Okay.
So if we're ignoring Hatoiva Meitiv, how many brachas have we got on the table? There are only three. There are only three brachas. So how can that be split? Well, either one person can say all three, or you can have two people. One of them will say one bracha, one of them will say two. Or in fact, you can even do it with three, and each one will say one bracha, but not more than that. Whereas, according to the opinion that Rabbi Sayin Avorech is a separate bracha, but then you can have benching cut up into four pieces. One will say Raboisai, one will say Birkas Hazon, one will say Birkas Noida, and one will say the Bracha Ben Yerushalayim. So it's not a question of how many brachas, it's a question of how many people can benching be cut into. And when the Brisa says two or three, as Tosa says, Vlav Dafka two, it could even be one. It's a chiddush. It can be split up into two. It can be split up into three, but not more than that. Why not more than that? Ah, says the Gemara, it must be because this man Dama holds that Raboisai and Hazon is all one bracha. So you cannot split that bracha into two. So for the absolute maximum amount of people you can have dividing benching is three. The second brisa says, no, it's three or four. because what he means to say is it's anything up to four. Because Rabbi Yisai, Nevarech is an independent bracha. So let's read Tosis now one more time, and I think you'll see all the pieces now fit in the puzzle. One more time. Lekach nira pirush al Rav Alfus to koi abnei Adam. Not referring to how many brachas must be said, it's referring to how many people can you cut benching into. V'hochi koman is what it means. Birkas zimun b'shnayim b'shloisha b'nei adam can be divided amongst two or three people. Why? What's it talking about? Heicha shekol echad eino yoidea ki im bracha achas. We're talking about where each of them only knows one bracha. Leman da'amah shnayim b'shloisha. The braisa which said two or three. Kosova ad hazon. What does that mean, ad hazon? Kloimar, Birkas hazimun, ad hazon. All the way up to hazon. Raboisai, Nevorech, and ad hazon. Shavorech ad seif hazon. Do you know why? To kula kabrocha achas, shal zimun. That's all considered one brocha. You can't cut that up into pieces. Olaochi kamar, shnayim o yishloisha. Why does it say two or three? It's not only two or three. You could also have one or three. Of course, one person could do the benching, they don't have to split it up at all. The reason why I mentioned two is for a chiddush. Nokat shnayim l'rabusa. It told me two for a chiddush. Yes, benching can be cut up into two. In fact, it could be cut up into three. Upa'omim b'shloisha. But on occasion, if you want, you can even divide it up into three pieces. How so? She'echod yevorech. One of them will bench. Minavorech ad hazon. He'll say the bracha of Hazon. V'hasheni noyde lechol. V'hashlishi adboini Yerushalayim. So the maximum amount of people that you can divide up benching between is three. Avol asoin. But a half bracha ein levareich. Im ha'echod eino yoidea ki im chatzi abrocha. One person only knows half the bracha, then that will not do. You cannot say that we'll split benching into four, and for example, eino Yerushalayim will be cut up into two, half each. No such thing.
At that point, would you bench together in a zimun, but then you just wouldn't do the third bracha?
Oh, that's a good question.
Or is the whole thing batal?
Right, that's a good question. Now we're asking a new question. If what happens if somebody's sitting by themselves, for example, and he only knows two brachas, is two better than nothing? Or is it all or nothing? Okay, one second. Says Tosfos Avol Ravi Loi. According to this person, according to this opinion, you cannot have a fourth person here joining in. Why can't you have a fourth person joining in? Because I'm afraid to say there's no fourth person. Because the Nevorech Levad, the bracha of Nevorech, means Rabbi Sain of Loi Choshiv Bracha. That is not considered a bracha, or lekach, I efshel chalek reshnayim. You cannot split into two. Nevorech v'hazon. It just doesn't go because there's no two brachas over here. That is all explanation of the first braisa. And what about the second? Uman da'omar bedalad. Why have I got a braisa that says not two or three, but it's three or four, meaning that benching can be split all the way up to four people? The answer is Kosova, because he holds ad nevorik. You don't need to go all the way till the end of Hazon. It's enough to go to nevorik. Why? The nevorik choshiv brocha achas bifnei atzma. Because nevorik is considered its own independent brocha. V'hazon brocha acheres. Whereas the brocha hazon is already now the second brocha. The first opinion says Hazon is not a separate bracha. The second opinion says it is. V'hainu bedalad. And that's what it means, therefore, that benching can be split into four people. She'arbo'o b'nei odom mevarchin oisom. That four people altogether will each take a part of benching. How so? She'echod yoymar nevarich. One will say nevarich, because this opinion treats it as an independent bracha. V'hasheni hazom. V'hashlishi noidelecho. V'harvi yerushalayim. So this is a fantastic tosis. It turns out, Mo'irav Rabbeisai, you've got to learn this whole Gemara twice, at least twice. You've actually got to learn it 100 times, but at least twice. Why? Once according to Rashi, and once according to Tosis. According to Rashi, we are learning a sugya of how many brachas do you have to bench when there is no zimun. That's what it meant in the first half of the sugya. That's what it meant in the second half. In the second half of the sugya, when the Gemara brings brises, two or three, three or four. What are those numbers about? Numbers of what? Numbers of brachas. Then you begin the sugya all over again from scratch, and then you learn it with the viewpoint of Tosfos. According to Tosfos, the number of brachas is non-negotiable. You've always got to say hazon, no question about it. That's deraisa. So what is the crux of the discussion between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes? The crux of the discussion is Nevorech and Hazon considered to be two separate brachas or one large fat bracha? That is the machlokes. And right. it has two ramifications. Rabbi Yisrael, we have to be clear in this, Rabbi Yisrael. The machloikas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes is one. There are two nafkaminas. There are two ramifications. What is the title of their machloikas? What are they in fact arguing about? Do we consider Nevarich as an independent bracha and Hazon as a new bracha, or Nevarich and Hazon all go together? That is the machloikas. That's where it begins. That's where it ends. There are two ramifications. What are the two ramifications? Ramification number one, when you have three people sitting together, one of them has to put his sandwiches down to listen to the other two. How much does he have to listen to? Can he resume his eating after Rabbi Yisrael Nevorech? Or does he have to wait till the end of Hazon? And the answer is, it depends if you consider that all one bracha, or is it Nevorech, an independent bracha? Ramification number two is, if not all of us know, we don't know how to bench, we only know part of benching, how many ways can you split up benching? Can you split benching into four parts? Rabbeisai will be said by one person and Hazon by somebody else. And the answer is, once again, that depends on the machloikas. If Rabbeisai Nevorech and Hazon is all one bracha, well, then you cannot split it into two. And if it's two brachas, then you can split it into two. So let's not make a mistake. There is no double machloikas over here. There is one solitary machloikas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. It has two ramifications. The machloikas is, kontotosis, tis nevorech, is that considered an independent bracha, or is it go together with Hazon? Nafkamina number one, when you have one person waiting for two, how much must he listen to? Nafkamina number two, how many ways, how many people can split up benching? Moshe Zelig, you're about to say?
I think the Rabbi answered my question.
Okay. So Rabbi Say, this is a classic sugya where you need to learn Rashi carefully, to learn Tosis carefully, but then you need to plug it back into the Gemara. So really, we have to finish now, but I would highly recommend that everybody should now relearn the Gemara twice. Learn it once with Rashi's cap on, and then learn it again with Tosfos' cap. And it's a different sugya, talking about a different subject, no shaychus whatsoever. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Be'ez Hashem, I guess we'll resume next week to the bottom of the Amud, turning over, and I'll see you all on Sunday, or maybe tomorrow night for the parasha shiur, those who are there.
Okay, Shakar. Mm-hmm.
Was there a shir Monday night?
Yes, there was.
It was.
I have a recording. You want me to send it to you?
Please, thank you.
When it went out.
Sorry, I missed it.
It went out.
Okay. It did?
You didn't get a recording from everyone? Okay, I'll send it to you.
No, Avram sent it out.
Oh, okay. For some reason. Okay, thank you.